Welcome to the good stuff, everyone. Glad everybody joined us here on your local radio station, such as Wheatland, Wyoming's KYCN, 1340 AM in Kickin' Country. Mike and Kim Burge along with you, and I do have the story today of Sechi or Secha Hollow. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that coming up. It's in northeast part of South Dakota. It's a kind of a spook story. So,
okay, very good. And I have an article about a country funeral.
Oh, well, there we go.
Exactly. Hey, Tri-State Livestock News. Do you know about them? They're the Commercial Cattlemen's publication. They're located in the heart of one of the greatest beef, cow-calf producing regions in the world. They are published every Saturday. And since 1963, Tri-State Livestock News has brought all things agriculture to the farmers and the ranchers. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
It is routinely talked about in the northeast part of South Dakota that the deep, thickly forested ravines of the eastern slope of the Prairie Coteau Hills are haunted. This belief can be traced back to the Dakota Sioux, who once used the area as their primary hunting grounds. One place in particular is called Secha Hollow. Now, some people say that as She-Cha, and some are She-Chi. Not quite sure. Julie over there, Julie French, told us they said Sechi. But I talked to a Native American friend of mine, and he thought it should be Secha. So there, debates on that on another day. When the first Native Americans visited the location, they named it Secha, meaning evil or bad. Numerous Sioux legends recall mysterious happenings there. The local Dakota believe that this is the reason for the red-tinted water that gushed out of the springs of Secha Hollow. Actually, it was most likely the result of minerals in the water, but still, the legend persists to this day. When whites first stumbled upon Secha Hollow and the hills surrounding it, many of the fears of the supernatural were spread from the Dakota to the white settlers. The first white man to make his home near what would one day become Secha Hollow State Park was named Robert Roy. In the 1840s, the local Indians thought Roy was crazy for living in the area, that they would not dare set foot in, much less make their home. A few years later, an expeditionary force of U.S. government soldiers from Browns Valley set out to find Mr. Roy. After they visited with Roy, the soldiers left, agreeing with the local natives that the man was probably crazy to be living in such a place. As the years passed, more and more whites settled in the area, and the mythical stories about Secha Hollow only grew. It was later believed that some sort of beast or Bigfoot-type man inhabited the dense woods. This fear came to a boiling point when several people disappeared in Secha Hollow in the 1970s.
Ooh.
Of the many people who joined the hunting parties for the missing persons, several who participated openly admitted that they were looking for some sort of beast. Such an idea was supported by recent local sightings of something apparently fitting that description. Others thought there might be a bear loose in Secha Hollow, but if it's beast, bear, or the missing persons, nothing was found. Some parts of Secha Hollow, nearby Long Hollow, and other area ravines contain a form of quicksand due to the numerous springs. Additionally, there are vast stretches of densely forested gullies and harbor ravines that drop several hundred vertical feet. It is little wonder why mythical stories persist to this day. Over the years, nobody would live in Secha Hollow, which is one of the primary reasons that it is a national preserve and a state park today. But those that have been brave enough to stay the night in the park, many have reported hearing voices and chanting, the sounds of cries and war whoops, and even a few reported sightings of ghostly Indian braves. Secha Hollow, it's as beautiful as it is spooky. The state park is 15 miles northwest of Sisseton, South Dakota, just off of South Dakota Highway 10. So, Kim, you want to go on a camping trip to Secha Hollow?
I think I'll hold off on that. Maybe we should hold off till spring for that. Have you ever heard anything that would be considered a ghost sounds or haunting sounds?
While we were camping?
Anytime.
Well, no. I mean, you hear coyotes and that kind of stuff, but weird noises every once in a while, but nothing that I would think would be haunted.
Yeah, I don't think me either. I think that's good, though. I don't think that's a detriment. Here we go, on the good side. Here's to good water and to rest in the shade and to total success for the plans that you've made. We're so delighted to have you join us here on the good stuff. If you have something you would like to share, we love to put it on the program. So just let us know, kimhburge@gmail.com. That's Kim H, middle initial, and then Burge, B-U-R-G-E@gmail.com. Hey, everybody, this has been the good stuff.